Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we are coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And a great show is headed your way. So keep it locked right here for the next 3 hours on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or Sirius XM Channel 83, however you may be listening. We, of course, are heading into a football Friday and a wild card weekend. So you know we're going to get into that. There's plenty of stuff going on around the NBA. Two brothers going at it tonight for the first time on the big stage. And some sad news in baseball, and we'll get to that as well. Let me welcome in my partner, Rob Parker. How are you, man?
I am doing outstanding. I'm looking forward to the weekend, Vegas, wild card weekend, Chris. Celebrate my birthdays from friends. You know, nothing too crazy because a pandemic is happening, so I don't want you to think I'm having like a party or anything. But
well, how different is Vegas right now?
Oh, it's definitely
different. Been there a few times.
It's scaled down. It's 25%, Chris. It's not the crowds that you normally would have. So you're not in the mix like that and, you know, take precautions and everything. But you did mention Tommy Lasorda.
Yes.
And I want people to know we are not going to be somber and, you know, deliver.
He was 93. He died today, cardiac arrest.
There you go. Died of 93. And Chris, larger than life personality. We're going to celebrate Tommy Lasorda, not be down and out and dreary about his life. He lived a great life.
We all should wish to live till 93.
Exactly. I mean, and be the guy that he was. Successful,
yes.
A part of the community, just a larger than life
beloved
person. Yes. So we'll do that in the second hour. We'll talk about Tommy Lasorda and relive, Chris, some of his great rants and stuff that he's had in baseball.
Yeah, it's gonna be a fun segment. Like he would want it, right?
Yep.
All right, well, let's welcome in the iCouple crew and then get this thing popping. We got Iowa Sam, who's done a terrific job all week. DJ Alex Teicher better watch his back. That's all I got to say. Because Iowa Sam has represented. Good job, Iowa Sam. And of course, it's a funky flashback Friday, so you really get to get into your bag tonight.
Chris, Iowa Sam got much love on Twitter about the drops, and somebody else said, Chris,
really?
They sent out and sent me a tweet and said that they were Instagram, that they were listening to the show this morning, you know, on the podcast.
Right, right.
And said the segment of you and Chris doing hee
haw haw.
Said the guy said he almost drove off the road. He said it was so funny. So.
Did I do that?
No, Iowa Sam is doing this thing. We got Lead DeLapp, super producer, in for Rob G running the show tonight. And on the updates, pretty much as is the case every Friday.
Yes.
The most professional update man
the
of them all.
The best in the business right here. The best whoever does our show. I'm sorry the other guys. They're good.
Well, and on the periphery
great.
Of Bruce R's Brigade.
No,
certainly much
not.
Closer to Bruce R's Brigade no, than no. Parker's Platoon. That's for
not
sure.
Not at all. Not at all.
Our man, Steve DeSager. All right, Rob, let's get into this. And you know my team. I mean, I am from Cleveland. I can't help it. Don't get mad at me.
You were born in Louisiana.
I finished high school in Cleveland. Went to college near Cleveland. Started my career in Cleveland. I'm just saying, Rob, my parents still live in Cleveland.
Cleveland
is in my soul. I'm just saying. Am I telling lies?
And when the Saints play a playoff game, Chris going to go,
well,
and
yeah,
the Saints,
I mean,
you
I'm
know,
from Louisiana.
I was born in Louisiana.
I'm Creole. Broussard is like Smith in Louisiana. My parents went to college in New Orleans. There's a restaurant called Broussard's in the French Quarter. I'm just saying. I'm a man of the world. You got Detroit, Rob. Take that. And New York. You and the Knicks. I mean, you know.
And Cincinnati. I'm claiming Cincinnati, too. I'll take
those
three.
You can
cities.
Claim Cincinnati, the Bengals and the Reds.
I lived there for 2 years. I'll take Cincinnati.
You know, I lived in Cincinnati longer than you.
How long did y'all live there? 4 years?
7.
Wow.
And my father grew up there. Yeah. Yeah. So I'm telling, man, I'm a traveling man, and I made a lot of stops all over the world.
Nobody
Ricky
knows
Nelson.
That song.
I know that, right, because we're watching sitcoms, and those commercials would come on with all the old songs. All right, let's get into it, Rob, though. Cleveland Browns, obviously, we know, facing the Pittsburgh Steelers, and I'm going to be interested to hear your pick because you've been dropping hints that you might pick the Browns. I think you just want to stick with your anti-Steelers narrative. But it's tough enough. I mean, I don't know that you can overstate how tough it is to go into your first playoff game in 18 years with a quarterback in his first playoff game, still young, still learning, and you're without your head coach due to COVID. We know, Rob, the NFL, it's not the NBA, not Major League Baseball. The head coach has more of an impact than any other sport, any of the major sports. I think this is huge. But then on top of that, they haven't been able to practice. They had their first practice this week, this afternoon. This afternoon. The odds are so stacked against them. And beyond all that, their all-pro right tackle, Jack Conklin, he missed today's practice. Now, he's questionable for the game.
But also, aren't they missing their left tackle?
They're lifting. Yeah, he's a pro bowler, Joel Bitonia.
Right. He's out.
He's out for good, for sure. Myles Garrett is questionable. I think he'll play. Stefanski said he thinks he'll play. But he's questionable. Sheldon Richardson, questionable. Like, Rob, if you pick them, you got guts. But I want them to win. I'll be pulling for them, but I just don't see it happening. I don't see it happening.
There's too many things stacked up against the Browns.
Yeah,
I thought that they could be, Chris, if all things were equal, I would have felt a lot better about the Browns. You know, I've been down on the Steelers all year. I thought the Browns would have had a chance to beat them.
So, like, if they could have practiced this year or this week, I'm saying. Are you saying if they had Stefanski or even if they had everything in place.
Right.
I'm with you.
If they had everything in place, they would have had a chance to beat them. I really do believe that. Because the Steelers have been, you know this, over the last – I know they came back, Chris, against the Colts in the second half. But there's been a lot more bad Steelers football than good, right, over the last 6 weeks.
Yeah, I probably, all things being equal, I probably still would have picked Pittsburgh. But I agree, I wouldn't have been surprised at all if the Browns would have beat them. They had a really good chance. Now I would be stunned if they beat. Hopefully I'm pleasantly stunned, but I would be stunned if the Browns beat them. So, you know, we'll see. I mean, hopefully it's a good game. You hate to see a game ruined, what should be a competitive game ruined because of COVID. But hopefully that's not the case. But Rob, there's a little drama brewing. I mean, this is a rivalry for all rivalries. More so, you know, Pittsburgh, of course, they look at the Browns as just the little brother that can't. You know what I mean?
Like, right.
I mean, they just beat up on the Browns. There's no comparison between the franchises, the successes and all that, the great players. But they are about 2 hours apart, two and a half hours apart.
Oh, yeah, that's as close as you can get rivalry without being, Chris, basically, you know, the same state. That's
right. Exactly. It's a big time and similar types of cities in the Midwest.
Yep.
It's a big time rivalry.
Hardworking, yep. Blue collar towns. Nothing flashy in Cleveland or Pittsburgh. I've been to both many times.
Right. So it is a rivalry already. But Juju Smith-Schuster, and we're going to get into him running his mouth, but he said something today that I think, Rob, and I want to hear your view. To me, it's kind of like the tale of two comments. Remember we talked yesterday about Chase Young, the rookie in Washington, talking about I want Tom Brady. I had no problem with that. I think it was you.
Because he wasn't disrespectful.
Right.
I don't think he was disrespectful at all. I thought he was like, yo, you know, excited about playing against Brady.
You could even look at it as respectful.
Who he grew up. I mean,
right.
How old is Chase Young, Chris? 21, 22? Right?
Yeah,
he's seen Tom Brady's whole career.
His whole entire
Seriously.
Life. Right.
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 So now I'm playing against this guy I used to watch on Sundays when I was a teenager. Come on, man. That's a big thing. And he can get to the quarterback. So I just think
Absolutely.
It's a natural what he said.
Yeah, no problem with what he said. But Juju, I got a little issue with this, but here he is.
Do you feel like this Browns team has a different vibe, a more successful vibe than what you've seen in the past from them?
Nah, I think they're still the same Browns team I play every year. I think they're nameless, great faces. Yes, they have a couple good players on their team, but the Browns is the Browns. And that's just like one of the things that AFC North football, and they're a good team, but I'm just happy we're playing them again, you know, this Sunday.
All right, you can take it first, Rob.
They're just a nameless? What did he say?
I mean, I will give him this. That's a statement that Tomlin uses, nameless, faceless opponent, because Tomlin's whole approach is, look, it's about us, right? No, it doesn't matter if we're playing Michael Jordan or Lonzo Ball. It's about us. So let's do what we do.
I get it.
I mean,
the Steelers won how many games, Chris? Was it 12?
12.
And the Browns won 11?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
I mean, like.
Right.
Like,
and they were 1-1. I mean, Roethlisberger obviously didn't
play. That's what I'm saying.
When the Browns beat them, but it was 1-1. Yeah.
Like I would have loved to have heard, like, dude, you know, like. This is a real rivalry. This is one of those games. They've come up big time this year. They won 11 games. We won 12. We split our two regular season games. This is going to be a dogfight. I expect the Browns, I don't care what's going on, COVID, coach, whatever. So it's a division rival in the playoffs. I thought
I'm
he was way
you.
Too flip.
I'm with you. And my thing is, and I like Juju. We interviewed Juju at the Super Bowl. I don't know if it was last year or 2 years ago.
Yep,
but
2 years
ago. Nice enough guy. I just kind of think Juju's drawing a little too much attention to himself.
Well,
for a guy that, let's
about
be
dancing.
Honest, is kind of been a mediocre receiver since Antonio Brown left town. You know, I mean, like you said, the dancing on people's logos. How can you think that's not going to be taken disrespectfully?
Right.
And it's I don't want to make too big of a deal out of it, but still, it's just unnecessary, you know?
Right. Especially with your team at that point, Chris, was struggling. You know, things weren't going great. And then you got to go back and then the coach and your teammates have to answer for you. What is he doing right. out there?
Right. It's just that, creating a distraction for your teammates.
That's unnecessary.
Yes.
Right.
Yes. And now this. And here's the thing. And you know, Antonio Brown had an issue with this. In 2018, Juju was voted the offensive MVP of the Steelers. And Antonio Brown was like, yo, he's only getting off because I'm drawing all the double teams. I'm drawing the best defender every week. And Juju's solid, but we hear a little too much about Juju for a guy that's averaged 8 yards a catch this year. That's horrible for a receiver. That's a running back number. In fact, Alvin Kamara averaged more yards per catch, 9, than Juju did. He's like 8.6 or something, Juju. I mean, come on. I know he had a lot. He almost had 100 catches, but still, 8 yards a catch, 8.5 yards? Come on.
Didn't he only have, Chris, the one 100-yard game?
Check that out, Lee.
I'm looking at his game log.
He was third on the Steelers in yards, receiving right. yards. You got Claypool, who's been a really, really nice find for them, Chase Claypool. And there was one more Steelers receiver that was ahead of him. So
you know what? I'm wrong. He didn't. I thought he didn't have any
100
against the Colts. He has not had one 100-yard receiving game.
Well, what about last year?
Since Antonio Brown. No, I know that.
He didn't have any last year?
Nope. This year, I thought he had it. I thought he had it against the Colts because you remember they came back in the second half. But I'm looking at the stats now, Chris. He had 9 catches, 13 targets, 96 yards, and he averaged 10.7 per catch.
Looks like he did. Well, he did have one last year.
Oh, did he? Okay.
Against Miami. He had 103 yards.
Okay. So
October 28th.
It.
Yep. So okay. one 100-yard receiving game.
Since Antonio Brown yep. been gone.
Yep.
All right. Good catch.
So, and again, we like Juju, but you got to – we're hearing too much about him. Am I wrong?
No.
To be putting up those types of numbers – you got to be, to talk this way, to dance on logos, you got to be doing a little more than this. Now, look, business-wise, could it be smart? You know, we talk more about Juju than any other receiver averaging 8.5 yards a catch.
Which so I'll give him that. 126th in the league.
Right. There you go. He's known, maybe after he's done playing, people want him on TV and all that, but I'm just saying, look, focus a little more on your craft, get better, and as you said it, show the Browns a little respect because anything
just
can happen in the playoffs. Anything
yeah,
can happen
a little,
in the playoffs.
Be careful because you never know. 877-99 on Fox. Chris, let's hear what our listeners got.
That's right, 877-996-6369. What do you think? Do you give the Browns much of a chance to beat the Steelers? And given all that's happening, I mean – just being able to practice Friday afternoon for a Sunday game, should the league have looked at postponing this game, pushing it back a few days, maybe to Wednesday or something like that? All right, your turn to weigh in, 877-99 on Fox. Chris and Rob, The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker, weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic, 'cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Continental tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Continental test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. It's the iCouple, Chris and Rob, on a Funky Flashback Friday. DJ Iowa Sam digging in the crates. All right, today, business moves faster than ever. If you're slow to adapt, then you will get left behind. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. And look, folks, I'm sorry, but if you're still running on QuickBooks, well, it's time to hit the gas and accelerate with NetSuite. Let NetSuite show you how it'll benefit your business with a free, yes, free product tour at netsuite.com/odd. netsuite.com/odd. 877-99 on Fox. Rob, let's get to these callers. You giving the Browns much of a shot? Should the NFL have even looked at postponing this one?
All right, Mark in Virginia, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Mark?
Hi there, guys. I hope you're having a good evening.
Yes, sir.
Mark, you too.
You were gone last week, Chris, but some guy called in and asked to be put on hold. You remember that, Rob?
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I was, well, unless it was a different guy, it was somebody a couple of days ago, right, Rob?
Somebody
he was like, hold
right,
on. Get, hold on,
guys. I chuckled about that. Anyway, this thing in the Browns, and I was born in Cleveland and grew up in that northeastern Ohio, so I'm a Browns fan. However, I'll try to put it in perspective quick. As far as Juju, he's about as insecure as he can get. He can afford to run his mouth when both Green D. Williams and Denzel Ward are out, okay? Right. Both starting cornerbacks are out. He can run that big mouth. I'll say one thing, though. He better have his head on a swivel. Number two, Stefanski, I think you're missing the ball on that. He's not only missing as a coach, he's the play caller.
Right.
Unlike Tomlin, Tomlin's not involved in any of that. And you know what? Tomlin allows guys like Juju to speak. He really does. He has no problem with that. But the Browns are going to be missing. People are forgetting, too, that Vernon Olivier is out.
No, so look, we know you're pulling for him. You give him much of a chance, honestly.
Yeah, they've got a total of nine starters out. And no, I'm sorry. I'd love to see it happen, but I'm sorry it's not going to happen. But
Mark,
Juju,
the only good part is that I'll be in Vegas and I'll be able to put down a couple of shekels. I'm sorry.
Hey, man, you know what, though? If the roles were reversed, the Blue Bloods would allow it a week. The commissioner would have pushed this a week.
They can't do it.
If it was a
conspiracy.
Nah, they can't do it. They can't do it the way it's set up.
Baker Mayfield, I know Big Ben is Big Ben, but Big Ben is old. And I think it's good for the league if Baker has success.
Yeah.
You know, he's a lightning rod.
Chris, they can't do it, though, the way the thing's set up with the game.
It's
you can't.
Hard. It's
and
hard.
What do we talk about? Mark, if they delay it and then the Steelers come down with COVID, then now what?
Remember, we saw that with Baltimore.
Well,
you can't
Rob,
do it.
Had a game.
You
Rob,
can't do it.
You and I'll have to suit up and play then, man. Okay.
Right. Oh, thanks, Rob.
Thanks,
ain't
guys.
Playing, believe me.
Yeah. Hey, I'm going to be a wide receiver, Chris. I dare you to cover me. The next time you come to LA, I'll go out for a pass.
You're up there, man. You know, I don't want to.
I'm Harold Carmichael.
Hard.
Are you kidding me?
Can't do it.
You compared to you. Man.
You are a tall Scott. Cup of coffee or whatever the call saying
right.
is.
Scott in Pennsylvania, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Scott?
How are you guys doing tonight?
Doing great,
man. How are you?
All right. I'm going to start this off by admitting I'm a homer for the Steelers. Pennsylvania born and bred. And that last caller, man, got my blood boiling with the blue blood comment about all the NFL pushback. Look what the NFL's done to the Steelers this season with the Ravens three times.
Right.
And plus, if you push it back to Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Pittsburgh wins, what, they got to play Sunday again?
Right, now they're at a disadvantage the next week.
No, they can't. They can't move the games. They can't move them. Right?
No, nope. You play with what you got. I mean, that's what they're going to have to do.
So, how good are you feeling about your team? I mean, okay, look, obviously they have huge advantages against Cleveland, but you know,
are they going to win by two touchdowns? So I don't have to sweat it out.
Look, I'm 50. I'm in my 50s. I've been a Steeler my whole life. Games like this, they usually scare me a little bit. You know, games you think they should just walk in and it should be over at halftime and Rudolph should be playing the second half, or games that I'm biting my nails and pacing the floor. So, I'd like to think they should. They should win easily by two touchdowns, but I don't know if I'd bet that. The 6 points, I'll take the touchdown.
If they can't beat a team with nine missing starters and no coach by one touchdown at home, it's going to be a quick playoffs for the Steelers. Seriously.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
It's going to be quick anyway.
Right. All right.
No, the next week.
Appreciate the call. Mark in Sacramento, you're on the Odd Couple. Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Mark?
What's going on, gentlemen? Before I answer that question, so I'm looking at something on my TV that kind of got me a little nervous. In big black letters, it says Donald J. Trump, Twitter account, permanently suspended.
Yeah.
Oh, that's his heir. Uh-oh.
No. I don't know what he's going to do. He's going to be sick over it, but they're not playing anymore. Nobody's playing anymore. Like, what happened?
It's a mess.
Just a mess.
I just had to throw that out there. But anyway, real quick. The Steelers should win this game, but I'll tell you why I think the game is going to be closer. Is because the Steelers' two best players, as far as I'm concerned, Dupree and Bush, has been gone a while. And the one team that's going to run the ball at them with Chubb and Hunt, it's Cleveland. Right. They're going to run right at them. Oh, yeah. So I think the game may be closer. And as far as Juju's gone anyway. They drafted his replacement. Pittsburgh don't pay receivers. They let him go.
No,
Juju's on the contract.
He's probably right.
He's gone with the young kid Johnson and Claypool. They already drafted his replacement, just like he was Antonio Brown's replacement, just like Antonio Brown was Emmanuel Sanders' replacement.
Right.
Yeah.
Their history,
they don't pay people.
Plaxico Bird, they do that. That's what they do. All right, Mark, great call. We got Bucky Brooks. Uh-oh. Bucky and Rob, I'm getting my popcorn ready for
what?
Bucky versus Rob.
Fight.
Yeah, all right, we'll see.
I'm let Bucky.
I guess we're not talking about Aaron Rodgers then.
I'm in a good mood. Bucky, whatever you want to talk about, buddy. That's been cool by y'all.
It's our man Bucky Brooks, NFL media analyst, Fox Football Saturday with Jonas Knox right here on Fox Sports Radio. Bucky, what up, man?
What's happening, Bucky?
Hey, what's up? How you guys doing? I noticed that
Rob hits me up on Twitter with these sneak tweets. Like, he's like, dog, holler at me directly. Holler at me directly. You don't have to
Bucky, tweet me. I got my popcorn ready. I'm going to ask one question, and after that, you know Rob's coming at you about Aaron Rodgers.
Hey, you know
so
what?
I'm going to let him do that.
I don't even have to do all that. It's a Friday. I like Bucky Brooks. When somebody
I know you like him, especially
him,
when it's going your good. Way.
Yes, yes. Go ahead.
But, Bucky, let's start in college football, though. We got the big championship game Monday night, Ohio State, Alabama, of course. First, I want your views. Does Ohio State – I think they surprised – maybe everybody with the way they played against Clemson. How much of a chance do you give them to beat Ohio State? And in your view, is Justin Fields definitely the second best quarterback in this draft? You might even think he's ahead of Lawrence, but give me your views on him for the NFL too.
Well, I think Ohio State definitely has an opportunity to beat Alabama. Now, Alabama is they're a juggernaut. They're not they don't have any major weaknesses anywhere. That said, their defense has given up points against Ole Miss and Florida. Ohio State has the personnel to be able to put points on the board. The problem is, I don't know if Ohio State can slow them down at all. And so I would expect this game to be a track meet, very high scoring. I just don't know if Ohio State can slow them down enough and get enough stops to knock them off.
And what
Bucky
about
Brooks?
Fields at the next level?
Yeah. Yeah, you did ask me about Justin Fields. Look, I really like Justin Fields. Justin Fields and Trevor Lawrence have always been tied together since they were coming out of high school. It was always QB1, QB2, and the rankings would always flip based on how the guy played. Now, Trevor Lawrence played more in college. He's really a three-year starter. Justin Fields has played for basically a season and a half. Both guys are talented. Justin Fields has major league talent. I think Trevor Lawrence has pretty much cemented his status as the number one. Justin Fields, to me, is number two, but there's going to be a debate because there's a huge faction of NFL scouts who really like Zach Wilson from BYU, and then it's going to be what style quarterback do you want? Because Zach Wilson is probably the more natural pocket player. He has some of the other stuff, athleticism, to do the things that we've seen these new school quarterbacks do, but Justin Fields can run it. He can throw it. He's different, man. He's a really good player.
All right, now it's time for Bucky Brooks to get his. Bucky Brooks, we've all in this business, we've missed on some calls and some situations and some games
Speak
and some
yourself.
Players in our career. I've been doing this for 35 years, and maybe two or three times I've missed on something. But you, Bucky
dozen.
Brooks, has set back NFL analysts a million years. Your evaluation of Aaron Rodgers was the most absolutely ridiculous, funny, as we look back at it now, and nonsensical projection that he is both overrated and declining. Bucky Brooks, I want you to step to the mic, and I want you to own it and eat crow that you've never been as wrong about a player as you were with Aaron Rodgers. This guy has a chance to win the MVP. He put up a season for the ages, and you had the nerve, the audacity, the gall to say that this guy was overrated and that he was declining.
Relax.
How the hell was he declining and did what he did this year to win the MVP, Bucky Brooks? Answer the Odd Couple. Answer Rob Parker. Answer Chris Broussard. Answer NFL America.
Okay, for one, I don't have any crow to eat because I'm vegetarian, so I won't eat any crow. And what I will say is, looked at Aaron Rodgers the last time that we spoke, he was a declining player. And I will say this, the best thing that ever happened to Aaron Rodgers were two things. They drafted Jordan Love to compete with them. That made him play at his best. And then Matt LaFleur has done a great job of coaching him and putting him in a situation where he can't fail. What we're seeing is this system, which is the Shanahan system.
Bucky,
we've seen
Bucky,
a lot of
stop average, with
oh,
the system.
Oh, let him finish,
on,
Rob.
Man.
Let him finish. Let
pipe
him finish.
Down. Pipe down. We've seen this system, this Shanahan system, make average quarterbacks good quarterbacks great. And so we've seen Case Keenum, we've seen Jimmy Garoppolo, we've seen Matt Ryan, we've seen all these guys flourish in the system.
They just took Aaron Rodgers, who was a two-time MVP, and put him in a system. So, look, Aaron Rodgers is playing great as a system player.
Oh, stop it, Bucky. Stop it. Let me tell you this. Hold on, Bucky.
That's why he's
there.
It's the system.
Stop.
It's
do not,
I think Bucky
stop
is,
it.
Hey, Rob, he asked, he stepped up.
No,
and
that is a
question.
That's nonsense. That is some system as if he never played well before Matt LaFleur showed up. I ain't buying that, Bucky, because that's nonsense that you're going to sit here and not give this man his due at 37 years old who came on and everybody buried him. You buried him. Jordan Love, he should finish his career in Chicago. He's declining. Oh, they should run the ball 90 times a
Bucky,
game.
Bucky, let me ask you this. Let me ask you this. Okay, Aaron's going to be the MVP. I think that's pretty much the consensus. He's had a great year. He has struggled in NFC championship games. How does he have to win or at least get to the Super Bowl, if not win it this year, to kind of validate this regular season?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, if he's as great as Rob Parker said he is, he has to go away with more than one ring on his finger for his career. For
and
so
if he
long,
does, Bucky, what are you going to say, Matt LaFleur?
So I'm going to stand up. I'm going to stand up. I'm going to give him a standing ovation. And I'm going to say all those guys that y'all call bums on the perimeter, he doesn't have any wide receivers. Who is he throwing to? Get him a weapon. And every time I look up, those guys are scoring touchdowns. Alan Lazard, Devontae Adams, Tunyon, the tight end is scoring. They got Aaron Jones, the people that are the running back that people wanted to boo. A.J. Dillon, I look up, he has a 100-yard game. So maybe, just maybe, the support staff has helped Aaron Rodgers in this system. And it's not just Aaron Rodgers doing everything by himself, like you like to romanticize Rob Parker.
Bucky, you know what? I think it's for everybody on Fox Sports Radio. When I say, you make me sick, get off this radio.
This is what I would say. Chris Broussard, this is what I would say. If you took Matthew Stafford and you put him in a Green Bay uniform in that system, he would do the same stuff.
Dude, you're so crazy. You obviously haven't watched Matthew Stafford. I watched him from the beginning of his career. And you want to give Matthew Stafford a pass and act as if it's because of his cast and everything else. That's the reason why he hasn't won one playoff game in 12 years. Man, Bucky, you must be crazy. Matthew Stafford is a stat patter who only puts up numbers after the game is over. Stop it, Bucky. Hang up. I don't want to talk to you anymore. I'm done. Go back to NFL Network. Go back to Jonas Knox on the weekend. Get off the Odd Couple. I'm done with you, Bucky Brooks.
Bucky.
If you put Aaron Rodgers with Matt Patricia, how many games would the Detroit Lions have won? It'd have been the same stuff.
We're gonna find out which of you two is right within the next few weeks. So we are looking forward to that. But Bucky, great stuff. You hung in there. You answered Rob Parker's questions. Good job, Bucky, and enjoy watching the games this weekend, as we all will.
Hey, you know what? I will, Chris, and I'm going to watch it with my Matthew Stafford jersey on.
Good, because you're a loser, too. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh. All right, Bucky, thanks, man. We'll talk to you soon.
No, yep. I'm kidding. Thank you.
All right, Rob.
What?
Kyrie,
I was worked up.
You came out of nowhere. Like my grandfather used to say, like a bat out of hell. I mean, you just came out like swinging. Mike, I hope we can get Bucky on again.
What?
I hope we can get Bucky on the show again. My goodness.
I'm
trying to be nice to the callers. All right, we're going to talk Kyrie Irving. Where is he? What's going on? Everybody's... we're lost. We don't know what... I don't even think Kevin Durant knows where he is. We'll get into that next. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
R-E-L-A-X.
Get your popcorn ready.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my! Look at that! He is... and you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Pirelli tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Pirelli test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Lil Zap. It's always good to have a little Zap in your life. What you know about Zap, Iowa Sam?
They influenced a lot of 90s hip-hop. You know, they're obviously Tupac had the sample of California Love.
Yes, yes.
They were instrumental. They had the talk box, the voice box. Peter Frampton, he must have stolen it from him, right? I don't know.
Because you're right. A lot of hip hop started using the, I forgot what they call it.
Did you see the big settlement today?
No.
Nicki Minaj paying Tracy Chapman 400, what was it, 450?
400,000, I assume.
Yeah. But
wow. She sampled her and didn't give her credit. Wow. Okay. EPMD sampled a lot of Zap and Auto-tune. That's what a lot of guys start using, auto-tune. Zap was the king of auto-tune. All right, this is Funky Flashback Friday with the couple Iowa Sam on the ones and twos. Quickly, Rob, Kyrie Irving, a couple hours before last night's game, which was a big TV game. Philadelphia was the hottest team in the league.
7-1, right, going into the game, Chris.
Yep. And I got to be honest, I lost. I know, great win by Brooklyn without KD or Kyrie. But I kind of lost interest in that game once Kyrie went down. It was bad enough Durant wasn't playing.
Right.
But and then without Kyrie.
COVID tracing, right.
Yeah. And look, there were two. Steve Nash didn't know what was going on. He said before the game and after the game, he hasn't heard from Kyrie. He reached out, hadn't heard from him. Then there were various reports on Twitter and stuff coming out saying that Kyrie was upset about what had happened in Washington, D.C. And then there was another report coming out saying Kyrie was just said he just didn't feel like playing. So, look, whatever the case, the one if he was really that shaken up and everything about D.C., I think either way, you got to tell the team. You got to tell your coach. Show him that respect.
That's just
tell
being the professional.
Team. Yes, exactly.
It doesn't mean that you can't decide that just broken up and you can't go today, but right. You have to be professional.
Absolutely.
You can't not show up to the radio show because
right.
It would be, you know what I mean? Because you were afraid of what I was going to say to Bucky Brooks and you didn't want to hear it. So you just stayed home without calling the bosses, right? You got to call.
Right. No, I mean, and even you, I got to let you know if unexpectedly I'm not going to make it.
Right.
I have to show you that respect and let you know, let the bosses know. So he's wrong for that. Look, he doesn't have a responsibility of this, but if he is making some type of stand because he's not playing tonight in Memphis either, you know, because of the social unrest, then the insurrection last night, then I think it'd be nice if he came out and made a statement about that. You know, I'm not playing because I see what's going on. I'm more than an athlete. You
but
know, whatever he wants to say.
This is all speculation. Nobody, right? Right. This
is all speculation. It's all speculation. The one thing I will say, I hope to God that the report that he just didn't feel like playing.
I can't believe that.
I hope that ain't right.
That's hard to believe, seriously. The way he played so far this year, Chris, you know what I mean?
He's been great, but Kyrie is eccentric, Rob. He's a different cat.
We say it all the time. I respect it. I understand it. I don't respect not working. When people are counting,
no,
on.
You
that
can't.
I don't respect.
No, whatever. I'm sorry. You cannot. You know, if physically, if you need, you know, you're injury prone,
but
whatever.
You have to
that
let people
that's
know
one
why.
Thing.
You have to let.
But yeah, you
know.
Can't just feel. You know what? I don't feel like playing today. I hope to God that is not the reason, because then you know what? I can't count on you. What if you don't feel like playing a month from now? You know, I can't count on you if that's the case. So hopefully that is not it. I can't wait to find out what the real reason is. Keep it locked. A couple, 2 hours left.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, Right now, you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.